This is your sound souvenir of the Detroit Zoological Park. The Detroit Zoo is a family zoo. Picnic grounds, chimpanzee and elephant shows, zoo railroad and other features are designed for family recreation. It is designed for animal families, too. They are exhibited in family groups wherever possible, just as they would be found in the wild. Exhibits are large and, for the most part, without bars. Animals are confined by moat barriers. Structures are made to simulate huge boulders and rock ledges. Beautiful landscaping has made the area a natural sanctuary for many wild birds. The people of Detroit may well be proud of the national and international reputation of the Detroit Zoological Park, America's finest zoo. We're ready to go aboard the train that will take us to Africa. That's right, Africa, or the African station where we'll begin our tour. There are 7 coaches in our zoo train, each carrying 21 passengers. There's the signal, so it's all aboard and here we go. African Station is just ahead, and we'll be stopping for our African tour. Mammoths, mastodons, sloths, rhinoceroses, and several animals that have no living relatives once apparently dominated the earth, being safe from attack through sheer size. A few representatives of this age of giants still remain, but most have vanished because they were not sufficiently adaptable to a changing environment. The elephants of Asia and Africa are all that remain of a group that once had worldwide distribution. Here at the elephant exhibit are 4 performing Indian elephants. Have you ever heard the trumpet of the Indian elephant? Listen. Now, usually, when one member of this family of giants trumpets, what do the rest of them do? Not exactly a triumph of harmony, but a sound that alerts every creature in the jungle. The symbol of majesty in any mention of animals is still the African lion. His regal appearance, grace, stealth, and fighting prowess stamp him truly as the king of beasts. The lion is found on the open savannas and plains of Africa. He is chiefly active at night, and like the elephant, his roar silences the jungle momentarily before the scurry to safety. Listen to the king of beasts, the African lion. And of course, in our list of jungle animals, the chimpanzee is one of the favorites. He's the most intelligent of all animals excepting man and can be readily trained to learn complicated acts. Here in the zoo, the Holden Amphitheater is the scene of the famous chimpanzee show with the troupe of 12 trained chimpanzees. The variety of acts in the 25-minute show are colorful, fast-moving, and timely, making use of the natural acting and acrobatic ability of these animals. Here's Joey now to say a few words. Well, Joey said something all right, but I didn't quite make it out. The chimpanzee has a very characteristic chatter, but I wonder how many of you have heard the warning or distress cry of the chimpanzee. Something like the bark of a dog. Listen. An adult chimpanzee is a very powerful animal, much more than a match for the strongest of men. When full grown, a male chimpanzee may stand over 5 feet tall and weigh about 150 pounds. Here at the Detroit Zoo are other primates too. The orangutans with brick red hair are very appealing attractions with all their comic activity. And remember those gorillas, Jim Jim, Maximo, and Mesu? They arrived in Detroit in 1955. Gorillas are mostly vegetarian and quite inoffensive. But should an occasion arise requiring defensive action, the gorilla will not hesitate to stand his ground. When threatened, the gorilla will rise to full height, snarl and beat his chest with clenched fists, following with a roar. Something like this. We are now at one of the newest and what is considered to be one of the finest reptile exhibits in the world. We are in the Holden Museum of Living Reptiles. Here, in addition to many native species, reptiles and amphibians from all over the world are included. Different types of lizards, crocodilians, and turtles are on exhibit, as well as a large and varied collection of snakes. The renowned Indian cobra is always one of the main attractions. This snake, often used by Indian snake charmers, is highly poisonous. Listen closely now to the sound of the Indian cobra as he strikes. Our microphone was very near the cobra, and the rushing sound in the background was that of the air conditioning equipment for this glass-enclosed home of the cobra. Let's listen again. Snakes, unlike other animals, are a quiet lot, with the exception of another dangerous fellow, the rattlesnake. Here is the sound of the diamond-backed rattlesnake. Over here in the center of the Holden Museum of Living Reptiles is a lazy-looking creature. He's the American alligator, a member of the crocodilians. He lives in swamps and streams, and some of the river-dwelling species may occasionally venture far out to sea. The roar of these vicious-looking reptiles is a terrifying one. First, you will hear a loud hiss as our alligator friend becomes annoyed, and then maybe he'll roar. Let's listen. Now that was an adult alligator, but even the little ones learn to vocalize very young. Here's a baby alligator about 3 months old. Quiet now. No doubt about where we are now. Yes, it's the birdhouse. Sounds like all of the jungles of the world, doesn't it? Let's single out a few of these occupants if we can. Here's a macaw. He lives in the tropics from Panama to Paraguay. And right next to the brilliantly plumed macaw are the cockatoos. Hello there. Thank you. Kind of hard to identify the calls in the birdhouse, but in this symphony of the birds are jays, wrens, shrikes, woodpeckers, barbets, toucans, hornbills, cuckoos, kookaburras, and roadrunners. In most of the motion pictures with a jungle or tropic background, there's one bird who always provides the proper jungle atmosphere. He's called Kookaburra, and sometimes nicknamed the Laughing Jackass. Isn't that right? Remember the clowns and beggars of the zoo, the bears? The popular polar bear, the European brown bear, the largest of the bear family, the Kodiak, and those funny little fellows, the black bears. Yes, there are many, many interesting sights and sounds here at the Detroit Zoo. Far too many for us to visit right now, but I'm going to quickly name the animal, and then he'll speak. All ready? Tiger. Hippopotamus. Rhesus monkeys. Shetland pony. Leopard. Sheep and lambs. Ducks and geese. Coyote. Owl. Cow. The Detroit Zoo is many things. A continual source of entertainment, of education, of beauty. The horticultural aspects of the zoo are an exhibit in themselves. A landscape plan has been a part of the development of the park from its inception. Every facility for the care and feeding of the animals is modern and complete. 600 eggs, 1,000 loaves of bread, 1,000 pounds of meat, and 500 pounds of fish are dispensed weekly. And these are only four of more than 90 different food items on hand. The entire facilities of the zoo are owned and operated by the city of Detroit. Detroit is proud of this zoological park. And the Detroit Zoological Society, which was responsible for its origin, is made up of civic-minded citizens who wish to keep the zoo America's finest. Come back soon to enjoy the zoo, the elephant and chimpanzee shows, feed the monkeys and bears, have a picnic in the beautiful shaded picnic area on the shores of the Wildfowl Lagoon, ride the zoo train to your heart's content, bring your camera and capture the regal majesty of the African lion, the towering height of the giraffe, the technicolor sweep of the proud peacock. Yes, there's always something for everyone at the Detroit Zoo, America's finest.